Think you're stuck with slow internet because of where you live? Think again. Do what we did and order HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet delivers the speed you need with the data you want and is available where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you too. Text RADIO to 35000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35000. HughesNet, high-speed internet available where you live or work.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
For the weekend of August 24th, 2018, yes, you're tuned into Tomorrow, and we very much appreciate that. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And these are the guys in the studio. Those are the folks in the control room on the other side of that big glass, and that would be Erasmo and Beth in person with us, not in Naples this time. And Horatio in New York, heading up the research group and just doing all sorts of things that we are trying to gather to always answer your digital dilemmas and solve your consumer tech issues. If you've got any questions, comments, concerns, you want to help another listener, love those calls as well, then we want to hear from you. Chris is about to give you that number, and it's toll-free from anywhere in North America. Feel free to Skype into it from anywhere in the world if you like. Remind me when we're in Berlin. We're going to test the 800 number again, too. We'll call it via Skype and get into it. Or, you know, Wi-Fi calling works, too, if you're on Wi-Fi calling.
It does.
And then you can call the 800 number. Remind me about that in Berlin.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting a thumbs up like he's going to remember. That means tell Siri to remind you while we're in Berlin.
Why don't you tell Google to remind you?
Because I'm busy hosting a show.
Okay.
I don't want to take time from our audience to have to put in a reminder. Mm-hmm. It's Tech News and Commentary in this segment, and then we will take your calls.
Well, first, yes? You promised everybody the phone number to call in. It's 800-899-4686, which is 800-899-INTO.
Did you put that in a Siri reminder?
Sure.
Okay. See? Yeah. And it works if you just do it. So thank you, because I forgot. I didn't have Google remind me. Yeah. Amazon is reportedly planning to launch a streaming DVR service that will compete with TiVo. The device, reportedly named Frank by the company, Frank, I don't know why, but okay, Frank, will connect to Fire TV boxes through wireless technology and record live TV that can later be streamed to a smartphone. So stay tuned for more details as they become available. But we're always helping to promote and happy to promote things that allow you to cut that cord, get away from satellite TV, get away from the exorbitant cable costs. This is yet another thing coming out. Going to compete with TiVo. I didn't know they were still a thing.
Apparently they are.
You never hear about TiVo anymore. But Amazon with a DVR device, that's going to be interesting. And no doubt they've got the money to do it. Go for it.
That's true. Dating app Tinder officially announced this week that it's launching the service called Tinder U, a version of Tinder that's only available to college students. To log in to
Tinder U, like the letter U, not Y-O-U.
Right.
Oh, gotcha now.
To log into the feature for the first time, users must have a .edu email address and be geolocated on a campus. The functionality is exactly the same as regular Tinder, although the UI looks slightly different. A badge depicting users' universities will be displayed on their main profile image. The service will be rolling out to iOS devices at 4-year accredited not-for-profit schools in the U.S., Tinder says. Its parent company, Match Group, Inc., first announced this product during its quarterly earnings call a couple of weeks ago, when it also said that Tinder accounted for most of the company's revenue growth. They said there were 3.8 million paying Tinder users in the second quarter of this year.
Interesting. Wow. You know, you do a lot of dating app tech news stories.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd bring that up.
I find it interesting because, you know, when I was in college, we had a dating app. It was called Get Dressed Up, Get in the Car, and Go to the Club.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, not an underage club because
that
you were only
in college.
In college. Well, yeah. That's different. But you weren't. Were you 21 then?
I was.
Yeah, okay.
Kinda.
Yeah, almost.
The thing in my wallet said I was.
Oh, I see. And now that comes out years later. I knew he had that.
Because the statute of limitations has run out.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go with that. You know what I want to do, apparently? I want to start up a company that will just have .edu addresses. Because so many things, you can get discounts from Amazon Prime if you're at a if you have a .edu address. So let's do graveline.edu or something and have our own university.
Although, you know, when I was a couple years ago, I was taking some online classes at the local college here, but I didn't have a .edu address. So in order to get my Amazon Prime student discount, which I still have because they don't know that I'm not taking classes anymore.
Well, they know now.
Well, they do now, yeah. I actually had to print out a copy of my schedule, upload it to them. They had somebody, I guess, look at it to verify that I am actually a student. And I was able to get my student discount.
But how'd you get your schedule?
From the website.
Oh, because then you were actually attending
yes.
the school.
Right. So if they asked me now to provide my schedule, I'd have to say no and then provide the...
No.
Then I'd have to pay the regular price.
You would just use Photoshop.
That's true. I was pretty sure I have the Photoshop.
Google intends to release a smart speaker similar to the Amazon Echo Show with an aggressive plan, they say, to ship an initial batch of 3 million. That, according to several industry rumors, the device will likely use some voice control features and will allow users to do things like check calendars, view maps, and even watch YouTube videos on this device, among other skills that are being planned. Google is way behind with their Google Home, and in this case, this other device that they're going to, I don't even know what they're going to call it yet. But the Amazon Echo Show, if you're not familiar, is a small screen, but you can do a lot of what we just talked about on that Amazon device. And Google's trying to play catch-up against Alexa big time.
You know, and speaking of catch-up, we talked to, you know, a few months ago on the show about Facebook apparently was going to be coming out with their smart speaker, but we haven't heard anything about that one lately either. So
yeah.
I wonder, did that one just die?
I think Facebook and smart, that was the problem.
That's
in
true.
The same sentence.
Yeah.
They can't handle it.
Well, you know, they've been too busy trying to clean up all these fake accounts.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have time to worry about the smart speaker.
Yeah, true. So there's another classic example.
Yeah. At a time when big box retailers are trying to offer the same conveniences as their online competitors, the biggest U.S. grocery chain is testing the use of driverless cars to deliver groceries in a Phoenix suburb. Kroger's pilot program launched this week with a robotic vehicle parked outside one of its Fry's supermarkets in Scottsdale. A store clerk loaded the back seat with full grocery bags. Meanwhile, a person sat in the driver's seat monitoring the car's performance. Under the self-driving service, shoppers can order same-day or next-day delivery online or on an mobile app for a flat rate of about $6. After the order is placed, a driverless car will deliver the groceries curbside, requiring customers to be present to fetch them.
Oh, now, see, that's where they lost me.
Yeah.
Because if they had a robot that would bring them into my house and put them into the refrigerator in the cabinet, I would say I'm all in. But no, I have to go out to the curb to get my groceries? How tacky.
You know, you obviously, you know, never saw the Disney movie WALL-E, which, you know, basically...
I loved WALL-E.
Okay, but there was, you know, the whole premise of that movie was how lazy humans had gotten because they had machines to do everything for them. And then
yeah, and?
You had to then be carried around on these floating chairs because your body, your legs couldn't support the weight because you got so lazy nobody ever moved.
Uh-huh.
But, you're trying to move to that kind of a society?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so you're telling me then I should not be lazy, go to the curb
right.
to get my groceries.
Yes.
But being a driverless car, should you order eggs? What if it had to break real quick? Would the eggs now be no? And who could you complain to? You can't yell at somebody in a driverless car if there's nobody in it. Well, I know initially there's a standby driver.
Yes, but that wouldn't stop you.
Yeah.
When the vehicle arrives, it'll probably be open with a numeric code. Currently, Kroger is operating with Toyota Prius vehicles. During the next phase of testing in the fall, deliveries will be made by a completely autonomous vehicle with no human aboard.
Wow. Yeah, and what's to keep me from not taking other people's groceries when I've opened the car?
The car apparently only has one person's groceries in it, and you open the vehicle with a numeric code on the door. Or maybe the vehicle will have different... like panels with different people's groceries, and you have a code for this panel that has your groceries in it.
That's no fun. It's like, you know, look through other bags. Oh, I've always wanted to try this brand of whatever. And I guess they accidentally got it to me. And no, that would be stealing. That's not good. The former cop in me is going, don't do that.
You know, but this will allow you to order those things that might be embarrassing to buy. You know, and so, you know, years ago I had a friend that was into swimming, and he had asked me, you know, at a drugstore I was going, he said, you know, hey, can you do me a favor, get me this hair remover? I was like, really, you want me to buy you hair remover? He goes, just get it for me, please. So I get there, and of course, you know, I get it, and they have to do a price check, so they're doing a thing over the thing, and over the, you know, I need a price check
over the
on this
PA throughout the whole store.
And I'm a guy up there. Why am I buying hair remover? But you know, had they had these delivery service with these autonomous vehicles, I would have never had to be embarrassed by.
So that's your That's reasoning.
The whole reason why I need this
for this
service.
Okay. Well, then we got to wait for Publix down here to do the same thing.
Yeah. I think I've said too much.
I believe you have. Logitech has unveiled an ergonomic mouse dubbed the MX Vertical. The company reports that the device is designed to simulate natural handshake position. So imagine that, shaking a hand, but you're using the computer mouse that way. Would take a lot of getting used to, I think. Through use of the mouse, the company reports a 10% reduction in muscle strain by reducing forearm tension. So instead of, imagine how we all use our mice now. Well, turn that into a handshake type device that you're reaching that way, and it doesn't strain your forearm or hurt you otherwise, but you've got, it probably takes a year to get used to trying to run a mouse that way.
Yeah.
But good luck, Logitech. We're all in it if you can do that and see what. Anyway, they unveiled it, that this is a whole new ergonomic mouse. And so look for the MX Vertical at a mouse store nearby you.
Okay. Apple is set to win unconditional EU antitrust approval for its planned acquisition of British music discovery app Shazam. The deal, announced in December of last year, would help the iPhone maker better compete with Spotify. Shazam identifies songs when the smartphone is pointed at an audio source. The European Commission opened a full-scale investigation into the deal in April, emblematic of its recent worries that companies may buy a data-rich rival to mine it for information or to drive others out of the market. Hmm. The EU antitrust authority said that it was concerned that the Shazam deal might give Apple an unfair advantage in poaching users from its rivals. It also cited worries about Apple possibly halting referrals from Shazam to rivals of Apple Music. Because right now in Shazam, when it identifies a song, there it gives you two links. You can either buy the song on Spotify or mm-hmm. buy the song on Apple Music. They're concerned that Apple will take that away, which, in my opinion, why wouldn't they? If they own the app,
well, of course.
They would want to send you to their store.
But they've agreed not to do
they
that?
They haven't agreed, but that's one of the things that the regulators are worried about.
Like, well, I would worry, too.
Yeah.
First of all, I would worry that Apple's going to buy Shazam to begin with. That's really bizarre.
Yeah. We'll see.
Ew. Well, stay tuned for that. If you're like me and you hate going to Walmart, this might be for you. Walmart is developing a virtual reality-based shopping experience. Uh-huh. Based on two patents that they filed to the creation of virtual showrooms. The service would allow users to browse aisles at Walmart with virtual reality headsets and then have the items picked up and shipped to them from fully automated distribution centers. So you can use VR to go down the aisles at Walmart so nobody has to see you. And then you can order items, and then robots, fully automated distribution system, will ship them and send them to you, pack them, send them all to you. And then you apparently have to go curbside to get them out of your mailbox or something, but at least they're there. Interesting. All right, well, let's go to Jay-Z, the rapper?
No,
the rapper.
Not that Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z from Reno, Nevada. Welcome into tomorrow.
For a while now, I think ever since Windows 7, whenever you hovered over a hyperlink, you got that little box that showed the entire hyperlink, and of course it blocked everything that's there right around it. How do you turn the silly thing off?
Well, the silly thing can be turned off, I thought. But no, you can't. And I would have also thought, you just got to be a way you can turn it off. But the last browser we heard that still lets you disable those silly things was Firefox, but that was many years ago. But even back then, it was a convoluted process that involved going into the advanced settings and finding a flag with a name that wasn't very descriptive, switching it off, and hoping you didn't turn off something that you actually need by accident, which happened quite often. Nowadays, there doesn't seem to even be that option. We wouldn't even find as much as a Chrome extension that will do it for you. Just we tried, couldn't find it.
Yeah, that probably is in part because seeing the URL is both useful and important to your security as you try to avoid things like phishing schemes, but also probably at least in part because you rarely hover over links long enough for them to display a tooltip, and you can move the mouse away to make it instantly disappear. So as far as we can tell, that might be your only option these days. Don't park your mouse over links that you don't want information about, or switch browsers and see if the the new one has an interface you like better. Chrome displays URLs at the bottom of the page, for example.
So we hope that helps you, Jay-Z. Let us know if it doesn't. But, yeah, these companies could certainly make things a whole lot easier for us. They just choose not to. In many cases. If you've got some input for Jay-Z or anyone else, we want to hear from you. 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. And we'll meet you at intotomorrow.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 20ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.20ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 20ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Reporting from the front lines of consumer tech for the past 23 years and bringing you into tomorrow, I'm Dave Graveline, Beth Anterosmo in the control room.
Chris Graveline here in the studio. Coming up in a few minutes, Dave will be chatting with Richard Milam. He's the founder and CEO of EnableSoft. They provide robotic process automation software solutions for data entry tasks.
There you go. Pretty interesting interview. You want to stay tuned for that. Don't go away.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Thunderblade. For the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage, with transfer speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second. Learn more at OWCDigital.com.
It's time for our Evo History Feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
IFA history.
Better guidance for drivers is an old dream. Already at IFA in 1973, a new technology was shown, ARI, or Auto Radio Information. When the broadcasters introduced the service 1 year later, car radios identified stations with traffic information with a yellow light. In 1981, the car radio got station identification, and at IFA in 1983, Travel ARI was introduced, which informed the driver that travel information was available even if he was listening to another station without such information. That's this week's IFA Update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
And we'll be doing just that, visiting IFA, and you want to stay tuned for that. A couple of weeks' worth of coverage there from Berlin, Germany. And it'll be coming to you in 2 weeks from today, as a matter of fact, IFA Part 1 here on Into Tomorrow. So by all means, do stay tuned. Kathy in Milton, Delaware, listens on Delaware 105.9 WXDE.
I'm curious. I have an antenna, and it's through my 65-inch TV. I want to know the best kind of antennas. I have a huge antenna outside my house and a lot of trees around my house. But even with the amplifier, I can't get the stations I want. I've gotten more stations than I have with a very cheap Walmart antenna. So any suggestions would be great.
Well, Kathy, you can try raising the antenna above the tree line if that's doable, or try to get a more directional antenna. But keep in mind that they'll only do so much. If the signal isn't there, it just isn't there. Any Yagi antenna is probably a good bet for distance, but keep in mind that even at line of sight, there are some pretty low limits on how far a TV signal will travel, as we talked about, I believe, in the first hour of the show today.
I mean, lifting your antenna up will help you in two ways. You may clear the trees blocking the signal, and you may improve the antenna's reception radius, which will help you improve your maximum line of sight distance. But all that said, make your peace with the fact that antennas do have a limit, and if you're already getting more channels than before, that might be your limit.
Kathy, I hope we've helped you out. Stay tuned.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
We're wrapping it up in the next couple of weeks. But again, if you get your call in the next couple of weeks, anything through our IFA specials, you'll qualify when we hear your call on the air. And you'll win some fabulous prizes when you call 800-899-INTO, like...
How about a $120 solid ball of copper?
Oh, it's very cool.
Transmetals has sent several of their executive toy copper spheres. It's more fun than it sounds like, I promise.
And they're worth a lot of money.
They are.
Yeah, like...
$120.
Yeah, pretty wild. From Cedar Electronics, how about a Cobra Dual View HD Dash View System with iRadar worth $230? Or their Escort. Yeah, I'll get it right. Their Escort Max 360C, the first driver alert system for the connected car, and that's worth $700.
From Badfly Interactive, if you're a gamer, you want to check out Dead Effect 2. These are horror story-driven VR streaming keys. They sent 20 of them.
If you're a gamer, get one of those for sure. From Moda, their JetJat Ultra. It's the world's smallest streaming drone. They sent a couple of those to share with you.
From Bridge, they sent a 5,000, a 10,000, and a 15,000 milliamp hour USB-C and quick charge portable battery and lightning to USB Kevlar cables.
Pretty cool. And more items. You want the whole list? Again, no promises, no guarantees, but we want you to tell us two or three of the items you'd prefer. Check them out at intotomorrow.com and call us now at 800-899-INTO.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value, some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662 6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Covering the nearly $350 billion consumer electronics industry for 23 years now, by the way. You're tuned into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. The most important thing you can do as a listener of our broadcasts is to call in and participate. And you can do that anytime, 24/7. I'm about to give you our toll-free number. It's great from anywhere and free, toll-free from anywhere in North America. Skype into it from anywhere in the world if you'd like so that we hear you on the air. You get to hear us or you have to put up with hearing us. We would like to hear you as well. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686, anytime, 24/7. If you've got a consumer tech question, comment, concern, you want to share some tech rage, whatever the case, do let us hear from you, because you make the show. Joining us now is a guest from a company that provides a robotic process automation software solution. What? We're going to find out what that is. For data entry tasks, the founder and CEO of EnableSoft is Richard Milam. Richard, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Great to be with you, Dave.
Glad to have you with us as well. Tell me a little bit about EnableSoft, and then let's get into what a robotic process automation software solution is.
Well, we've been around for 23 years as well, incidentally.
Oh, cool.
We developed technology 23 years ago to help financial institutions move data when they acquired other financial institutions. You might recall the savings and loans were made insolvent overnight in the 90s, and banks were buying them up, and that was a good thing, but they had to move the data very fast, and there was no way to do that programmatically. The vendors couldn't respond. So you'd walk into a bank boardroom and there'd be a dozen PCs and people sitting there keying in names and addresses and account information off of green bar reports.
Hmm.
And I have a technical background and a sales background, and I was working with a banker to help manage those processes and realize the need for technology to kind of automate. There was, you know, there's macros and there's cut and paste software to augment it, but there was no real industrial strength solution to do that. So we created one, and, you know, 23 years later, it turns out we are one of a handful of players in the world that actually have created what's now called robotic process automation, which is software operating other software to mimic what a human does to do a workflow or a task or to move data or manage data. And, you know, in the world of business, there's thousands of manual tasks that go on all the time, everything from updating mailing lists to data breach recovery to interfacing systems that that don't talk to each other, and this RPA or intelligent automation, which is the foundation for what was being called artificial intelligence, is going to be very big. It's already started to be big. The Fortune 500 companies are already doing it, and we're kind of the smartphone of RPA. We are easy to implement and use and learn, and doesn't involve a big IT project to get an automation running.
And I guess from a consumer standpoint, we can all relate as consumers to hearing about robots really infiltrating the workplace. We've talked on the show about Flippy the robot making hamburgers instead of Phil doing it. You can walk into a lot of fast food places and they've got a kiosk now where you put in your own order and plus or minus ingredients and that kind of thing. So you're really not even interfacing with a human. The order then goes in the kitchen and then they produce it, hopefully correctly. But there's all this robotic information, or from a consumer standpoint again, since we obviously talk to consumers, can hopefully in the long run help things, which means if it speeds up their business, it can help me as a consumer getting my fast food faster and more accurately, I guess.
Well, there's always technology always cuts both ways, right? I mean, the advantage of speeding things up is that company can be grow faster and employ more people, and technology can free people up to do more human-oriented thinking, knowledge worker type task, subject matter expert functions. The other side of it is people have to adjust and adjust their job skill set to be one that manages a robot versus do the job.
Oh, sure. And Richard, do you see your technology ultimately replacing more and more workers, kind of like the kiosk in the fast food place replacing a couple of kids behind the counter that perhaps, you know, aren't as effective in the long run?
Well, Dave, we've been doing this a long time with over 500 financial institutions and 40 major healthcare companies, and I'm not seeing staffs being cut. I'm seeing maybe some attrition going on and people not being replaced. I see organizations able to grow without duplicating in a linear fashion the staff, so they can grow more effectively. But I think spreadsheets and Excel, the ability to work a spreadsheet has become a necessary business tool for a knowledge worker, whether you're working on your own stuff as a consumer or a business. I think being able to manage robots, especially software robots, is going to be a required tool set.
And we hear about things, I can kind of hear some in my audience screaming at me in my head saying, yes, but robots are taking over the world. And is that necessarily a bad thing? As you mentioned, to help a business be much more productive and automate some of the processes that need to be done, especially some of the monotonous kinds of things that a human had been doing. And then because it's so monotonous, sometimes the input is wrong anyway. So now, if you know, it it seems like in this case, robots taking over is not a bad thing.
Well, it's not a new thing, right? The Industrial Revolution, people's jobs changed and technology came along. But this is happening fast. You know, we like it when we can order our pizza online and get it quickly delivered. But, you know, when it affects your ability to get a job or your kids, sometimes we are frustrated, and rightly so. But I think it's you gotta move with the flow and have a different mindset. Well, how do I become valuable to a company to enable those functions? And you know, robots only do what humans can teach them to do. This thing of artificial intelligence is coming. The ability for software technology to read unstructured data and do something with it is not really ready for prime time yet. But it's coming.
But would you think similarly, Richard, that maybe businesses that are not thinking about automating various processes and using automation software and that kind of thing are going to be left in the dust? Or because it's not ready for prime time, they've got a few years to kind of start looking into it?
Well, the automation part of it is ready for prime time. Kind of the artificial intelligence, the natural language processing, cognitive decision making is not really ready because a lot of data and test cases to make that work. But processes that involve rules and structured data are being used by businesses worldwide today. And yeah, I think companies that don't embrace that an efficiency culture are going to get left in the dust, just like the software development methodology is not, designed for months and then developed for multiple months, and it's gone to a scrum, they call, type of methodology where you build and deliver little pieces of software very fast. That's just the way the world's changing.
Oh, for sure. By all means. Well, you can amplify your operational efficiency as well if you own a business or perhaps work at a business and are not looking to be replaced, but looking to help your company be more productive. Do check out EnableSoft.com. Founder and CEO of EnableSoft, Richard Milam, thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and good luck to you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Dave. It was a pleasure.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. Call right now. 888-912-1332.
Do you feel like your gadgets own you instead of the other way around? You know, you can call us anytime, 24/7. We'll help you control your technology so that it doesn't appear to control you. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. If you want more information, pick up your phone and text the word radio to 35,000. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
I shall do just that, because that would be cool. And by the way, I mentioned just call us anytime 24/7, but Chris forgot to give you the numbers. His fault.
800-899-4686. Sure, it was my fault. 800-899-INTO.
Now, you have a tech question? Call us anytime. 1-800-899-INTO. 1-800-899-4686. Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
And thank you, Cameron. See, he was ready to go. He knew that we had to give the numbers out, and he took care of it. because it's what he does. Yeah. Penny in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, listening on AM 800, CKLW, the information station. Hey, Penny.
Is there any PC computer add-on to autocorrect when you're typing without having to open it first? Like if I'm answering an email on the computer or a Facebook message, I don't have to open the add-on. It's just there to autocorrect.
Well, Penny, there are autocorrect solutions for computers. Macs actually include them from the factory. Oh, excuse me very much. But keep in mind that you may not find it easy to get used to them. They're not for everyone. You may want to give Grammarly a try. It's free and can check both spelling and grammar. It will automatically work almost anywhere you type. White Smoke and Jetpack are some of the alternatives you can try as well, but they're not nearly as popular as Grammarly.
Yeah, now, keep in mind that any checker that studies your grammar and spelling may slow down your typing. Sometimes you'll notice that words take a while to catch up to where you're at on the keyboard. Now, that may not be a big deal if you have a more powerful computer, but it's not unusual to see the text lag when you use any real-time checker.
Yeah, that's true, because it's doing its real-time checking. So it's taking up not only some of your memory and literally your time, but in some cases, it's checking in the cloud. It's sending the word somewhere to say, is this correct? Does this sentence make sense grammar-wise? And so there can be some lag time.
Yeah, I've usually just told people that if you can't understand what I'm trying to say when I type, you know, if I'm, you know, have grammar or spelling mistakes, I said, you know, then you shouldn't really be talking to me anyway.
Oh, jeez. Nice. Leave it to Chris. So, Penny, in spite of what Chris said, I hope we've been of some help to you. If you need those names again, visit us at intotomorrow.com. Look for the show for the weekend of August 24th, 2018. And hour three, there's your call and our answer. Show notes are always available, and we hope that you also subscribe to our free podcasts. And while you're there, don't forget our tech newsletter, too. You don't want to miss Beth's tech tips and all the other cool stuff. Some thoughts to make you smile. A lot of people tell us they start with the thoughts because they just need a little break, a little reason to grin or smile and have a good time. Laugh out loud, even some people LOL at our thoughts. You'll see what we mean when you subscribe at intotomorrow.com. Put only your email address. We don't share it with anyone. And then click the link that you'll get in your email to double opt in, because we don't spam anybody.
I've even been known to ROFL at the thoughts.
Have you really? ROFL'd?
ROFL'd.
Wow. Is that how you hurt your elbow the other day?
Yeah, that is.
Because you were rolling on the floor laughing?
Yes.
Gotcha. Jim in North Carolina listens on News Radio 680 WPTF. Hello, Jim.
I'm frustrated with Facebook. If I see a post that I like, and then if I go away and I come back, a different version is on Facebook. I have trouble finding stuff that was posted previously. Also, why are there so many different versions of Facebook? I get one version on my smartphone, one version on my tablet, and one version on my PC. I would like for all three of them to be coordinated.
Well, Jim, we're all frustrated with that anti-social media Facebook for a variety of reasons, but you're not alone when you complain about inconsistent experiences. Facebook uses a handful of mysterious algorithms to determine when and where to display posts from your friends and folks that you follow. It's not an email service, so posts often appear out of order, and that's probably an understatement, or as you said, they vanish altogether. While there's no way to guarantee a consistent experience every time you visit the site, there are a couple of tweaks available.
Yeah, now you can start by clicking the ellipsis. It's the three dots next to the newsfeed link. You'll find it immediately under your name on the website. Top stories is checked by default. Now, if you select most recent, that might help you. This will order posts by date instead of Facebook's algorithmic criteria.
But that even doesn't work all the time, but you have a better chance at least.
Right. Now click the ellipsis again and select preferences. Among the settings you can adjust here are prioritization of whose posts to see first, always. You'll be able to unfollow folks whose posts you don't want to see in your feed at all without the embarrassment of unfriending them.
Yeah, that's true. I unfollow people regularly that either I don't agree with, or they just post too much, or they're just being goofy. I don't unfriend them necessarily. I just unfollow them so you don't see them in your feed.
Right. Now, if you change your mind later, you can use this control panel to bring them back onto your newsfeed. And yes, the changes you make via these preference panel will propagate to your other devices too.
Hopefully. With fingers and eyes crossed, right? Now, we hope this helps, Jim. Facebook, you see, is like a garden. You can prune the bushes and rearrange the potted flowers, but how it grows and presents itself is often in Mother Nature's, or rather, Mark Zuckerberg's own hands. Good luck. IntoTomorrow.com.
Think you're stuck with slow internet because of where you live? Think again. Do what we did and order HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet delivers the speed you need with the data you want and is available where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you too. Text RADIO to 35000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35000. HughesNet, high-speed internet available where you live or work.
Tuned into Tomorrow, your weekly update on the latest in cool consumer electronics and technology. I'm Dave Graveline, Beth and Erasmo in the control room.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3, the ultimate external SSD for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast and ultra-portable storage. Learn more at owcdigital.com.
Dean in, is it Camas?
I think it's Camas.
Camas, perhaps?
Yeah.
I'm somewhere in Washington, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. Hey, Dean.
Long-time listener of the podcast. Appreciate all the great information I've received over the years and hoping to give back to you and your listeners with this tip for repurposing some of your old cell phones and other mobile devices, tablets that you may have laying around in drawers and closets around the house. I've been using an app for the last several years called Alfred Camera. It allows you to take any of your older mobile devices that at least have a Wi-Fi connection still. It does not have to have a mobile or a cell phone connection, just a Wi-Fi connection, and allows you to set it up as a webcam with many of the same features that you'll find on very expensive webcams that are costing hundreds of dollars. Once you set up Alfred Camera and you set up a device as a camera, as a webcam, you have home security features. You can use it as a pet cam, a baby monitor, and it has great features like some of these expensive devices have, including motion detection, two-way talking if you want to speak to your pet or if you want to speak to somebody that's in the house, even a low light filter, like kind of a pseudo-infrared feature that allows you to see in a dark room quite easily. I've been using the app for several years. It's available on both Android and Apple, and it is totally free. They, of course, offer a premium version that allows you to upgrade for higher resolution and a couple of other features. But I've been using the free version for quite a while and am extremely happy with it and really hoping to get in onto that summer giveaway. Could really, really use the Escort Max 360 radar detector. I'm limping along on a very old unit that's giving me a lot of false alarms. So if you have one of those, it would be tremendously appreciated.
Well, we thank you, Dean, not only for your tip and information, good stuff. I'm not sure if we've got one of the Escort Max 360 radars available, but we've got you down for it, and the prize team will look into it. Meantime, we hope you visit us and listen to all our shows. Check all the posts at intotomorrow.com.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks, available in your App Store, or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.